balled up. How do I look?
With your eyes.
Man, this is gonna be some concert. 9 rap groups in one night.
Yeah, I just hope they don't all sing at the same time.
No, Waldo. They'll probably take turns.
Oh, cool.
There's just one problem. Our seats are right next to the speakers, and it'll be kind of hard for the honeys to hear our clever pickup lines.
I got that cover, Eddie. I've only got one clever pickup line, and the girls are gonna hear it.
Hey, babe. Looking good. Are those real?
A bullhorn. Well, that is so stupid, it's brilliant.
Thank you.
Look at this. Let's go.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. It's all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out every scene. Smother the blues with tenderness. Days go by. There's room for you, room for me, for gentle hearts and opportunity. Days go by. It's the bigger love of the family.
Mate, Captain, he's 3 years younger than me.
Well, it's not fair, sir. You are every bit as good as Pierce.
I know. I suck up to all the same people, don't I?
Hey, nobody kisses butt like you, sir.
Thank you, Winslow.
Hey, Pierce probably cheated by working hard and being conscientious.
That lowlife. He donates blood. He's a big brother. He does volunteer work at the old folks' home.
Some guys have no shame.
Yeah.
Bonjour, John.
Hello, Steve.
What's with the get-up, nerd?
Oh, I was working in my laboratory, Flatfoot. I was attempting to fix Urkelbot.
Urkelbot?
No, sir, that's Urkelbot. Some crazy mixed up robot that Steve built a few months ago. It went haywire and fell in love with my daughter.
Carl, I know why Urkelbot malfunctioned. You see, several microchips in his personality circuit went bad. I was fixing it when it hit me.
A big idea?
No, my robot, it hit me. So I fixed that too, and that's when it hit me.
But I thought you fixed it.
No, I got the big idea. Urkelbot needs a job, and that's when it hit me.
Another big idea.
No, my robot, I didn't fix him after all.
Would you just please get to the point?
Well, all right, Mr. Antsy Pants. All right, here goes. Here's my big idea. Urkelbot should become Urkelcop. Well, what's the matter? Don't you like my idea?
Steve, you can't be serious. A machine could never make a good cop.
Oh, and just why in Sam Hill not?
Well, a million reasons. For one, it can't eat donuts.
That's enough, Winslow. The lad might be onto something here.
He might?
Yeah. If this robot of his worked out, it would make me look real good, and I'd get my promotion.
It would also help benefit society. It could help millions of people. Why, it could change the course of human history.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Hi.
Guess what? I have a chance to make some real money.
Well, what about the money I pay you for working at Rachel's place?
No offense, but I said real money. I want to become a distributor for Larnice Cosmetics.
Ah, Larnice Cosmetics. Never heard of them.
Well, that's because they're a new company and they're looking for distributors. And you know I'm a good salesman. I mean, I could sell suntan lotion to Michael Jackson. And all I need to get started is $400.
You have to send them money?
Well, yeah, they send me $400 worth of their cosmetics, and I turn right around and sell them for $800. Everybody wins.
Wait a minute. Do you have $400?
Not quite.
I know where this is going.
Yep, straight to our bank account.
Look, I have 100, and if you guys all put in 100 each, we'd be equal partners, and I'd do all the work.
I don't know, Laura.
Look, honey, you know money has been kind of scarce, and just coming up with $100.
Oh, come on, you tightwads. Laura's only asking for $100, not a kidney. She's showing real get up and go. She's being an entrepreneur. We should reward that kind of initiative. I say we write her a check right now. You're right.
Come sure, on. Sure, come on, Phil. Read that.
Thanks, everybody.
Oh, ladies, I'm a little short this month. Could one of you put in my share?
We're all set.
Good. It's about time.
Now, in honor of the occasion, I've prepared a short speech. In the year of our Lord, 1977, the Urkel child was born. And on that day, that child was...
Would you just please show us the robot?
Well, okay. But this is no ordinary robot. This is the one... The only, the absolutely amazing Urkel Cop! Okay, let's see. An official police badge.
Wow! Neato!
Oh, please, you can't be serious, sir.
Go ahead. Test his knowledge.
Okay. What's the first thing an officer should do upon arriving at the scene of a robbery in progress?
Call for backup.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
I'm impressed.
Well, okay, so he memorized a few books. Big deal. But, sir, you and I went to the police academy. We are properly trained.
Well, so is Urkelbot. I guarantee you that he has studied the best. Check it out.
Go ahead, punk. Make my day.
Who loves you, baby?
Just the thanks, ma'am.
Kid, this is quite an achievement.
Well, thank you, Lou, and, oh, feel free to use the word genius.
Now, As the ranking officer here, it falls upon my shoulders to think of a way to use this robot to benefit me and no one else. Winslow, say hello to your new partner.
What?
I'm assigning you to the mini-mart robberies. If you two can catch the guy who's robbed 18 convenience stores, I'll get promoted to captain. If you mess up, I've never heard of you. It's perfect.
Come on, Sergeant. Let's hit the mean streets and kick some bad guy butt.
Well, now, sir, listen. Now, I realize that this bucket of bolts is smart and it talks a good game. But what is it gonna do when words fail and it's time to get rough? On second thought, I'd be happy to be his partner.
I know what you mean. Well, that was a nice party. You know, Margaret sure got some beautiful gifts at her baby shower.
Yeah, but, you know, now I don't know what I'm going to get her next month for a wedding shower.
I miss the old days when we took our showers in the proper order.
Oh, look. Garnie sent us our cosmetics.
Oh, come on. Oh,
open them up. Yes.
This shampoo smells great.
Oh, look, there's a hair conditioner, too.
Let's go try this stuff out right now.
Yeah, all I right. Can't wait to see how my hair comes out.
How are you?
Harriet? Carl, look at me!
Do I have to? I'm sorry, honey, but you're bald. And so is my daughter! And so is my mother!
What happened to you guys?
Larnie's Cosmetics is what happened to us. We all use that stupid shampoo.
Well, I don't get it. I mean, I use that shampoo and my hair is fine. See?
I'm going to call this Larnie's company and yell at them what happened.
But Laura, where did you hear about this company?
Well, they had a full page ad in a reputable magazine.
Which magazine?
Funky Rap.
Listen to this. Try Larnie's shampoo. You'll love how your hair comes out.
Well, you can't get them for false advertising.
We're sorry, Ma. We realize that you're upset. But hey, look on the bright side. You all could be backup singers for Sinead O'Connor.
I don't understand. Their number's no longer in service.
Well, I hate to tell you this, sweetheart, but I believe you've been swindled.
What do you mean?
Well, Larnie's Cosmetics is obviously a fly-by-night operation. They probably sold hundreds of distributorships, took the money and ran.
You guys, I'm really sorry about this. It just seemed like such a great deal.
Sweetheart, if something seems too good to be true, it probably is.
Look, I've got to hurry up and get dressed and get down to the wig barn.
Well, hey, I'll drive you all. Let's just calm down and have some breakfast.
That's a good idea. You know, I don't know why, but suddenly I'm in the mood for melon.
Much.
Yeah, I'd like to pay for this soda.
Oh, pain is very, very good. Bless you very much. And as they say at the border in my country, please come back.
Hey, that's a great accent, big guy.
Oh, thank you thank you very much, Steve. But I still say this is a complete waste of time. I mean, the odds of this place being robbed tonight are 1 in 1,000,000.
Correction. The odds are 1 in 3.
Where does he get this stuff?
Triangulation. Ergobot marked on a map the locations of the previous robberies. I detected a pattern and deduced the most logical spot to be hit next.
And here we are at Pete's Shop and Save.
Ryan and Rooney.
Well, now that you've got your metal man set up, why don't you head on home, Steve, okay?
So, let me get this straight. You have 3 flavors of antacid, Mr. Night Manager? A person I have never met before in my entire life?
Yes. Cherry, lemon, and goofy grape. Now go home, small man.
Miss McDonald.
Nobody moves, nobody gets hurt.
Oh.
You empty the cash register. You did me a cherry slurpee.
What's that?
Surprise me! Put the cash in a bag.
Paper or plastic?
Just do it.
As you wish.
Nightmare.
Oh, yeah?
I believe these belong to you.
Hasta la vista, baby.
You are busted, pal.
Thank you very much.
Whatever, just keep that hunk of junk away from me.
Yeah, then I slapped the cuffs on him and took him right downtown.
All right, pal, that's great.
And I participated, Lauren. Feel like kissing a hero?
I sure do.
Listen, Steve. When our hair grows back, do you think Urkelbot can analyze a sample and track down those jokers who did this to us? And snatch them bald.
Well, he could, but he can't, so he won't.
What?
Well, Urkelbot has decided to give up police work. He finds it too dangerous. So, he's decided to become a dancer.
A dancing robot?
Oh, yes. It was such a peachy idea, I decided to build him a partner.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that you built a mechanical woman?
That's right. Oh, and Laura, I averted my eyes during the final welding, sweetheart.
Glad to hear it, Steve.
You know, I named my new robot after you, Laura. I call it Larbot.
Gee, Steve, if I cared, I'd be honored.
Oh. Oh, well, Steve, are these robot dancers of yours any good?
Well, you tell me. Well, come on.
Ready to dance, Circle Bot?
Let's get down with our bad self.